Question 32. The concept of skill has its primary use in the performance of relatively restricted types of tasks, typically, but not exclusively, requiring hand-eye coordination and/or manual dexterity. Examples would be planing a piece of wood, drawing a bow, baking a cake, and writing a letter. Some skills can also be exercised without overt physical action, such as performing arithmetical calculations in one's head. As readers will be aware, however, the term skill is also used quite loosely to refer to carrying out very broad tasks, for example, flying a passenger plane from A to B, or activities that can only with difficulty be described as tasks, for example, parenting. The term skill is often employed for areas of activity which are not explicitly task-related, for example, communication skills. The argument is that these examples of conceptual inflation, while not always resulting in overt nonsense, are in fact examples of covert nonsense, which can lead to both conceptual and practical confusion. The term skill should, therefore, in professional contexts, be pruned back to something much closer to its core usage.